listen to me, Bhima.
Imam Ayatullah Ruhullah Al-Musawi Al-Khumeini. We were about 400 of us. We waited for the Imam, and the Imam came in, not too far, about 10 meters away from where I was. I saw the Imam. He delivered a lecture to us for about half an hour, based on the Quran, nothing but the Quran. The man is computerized with the Quran. And when he came in, when he walked in from an outer room, you know, the effect it had on everybody, the charisma. You look at the man, and without any thinking on your part, tears start rolling down your cheek. You just look at the man and you tear. I never saw a more handsome old man in all my life. No picture, no video, or TV can do justice to the man. The handsomest old man I have ever seen in my life was this man, Imam Khomeini. Now, his name, you know, there's something unique about his name. Number one, he is called Imam Khomeini. Now, to us, Imam is a very cheap word. You know, whenever we go anywhere, it says, who is the Imam of the Masjid here? But to the Shia, there can be no Imam. There is only one Imam they are waiting for, is the 12th Imam. You see, they believe in Imamat, that the Imam should be the spiritual leader of the Ummah. And the first Imam, according to the order of Imamat, is Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, first Imam. Then comes Imam Hassan, he's the second Imam. Imam Hussein, third Imam. And so on, it carries on till we come to the 12th Imam, Imam Muhammad. The name of that Imam, the 12th one, was Muhammad. And he happened to be about 5 years of age when he disappeared. And they are expecting his return. They use a term, the learned men among the Iranians, occultation, that he's gone into occultation. Something like a spiritual hibernation, you know, going into some spiritual condition, something like that, that he is gone and he is going to come back, and he is the living Imam. He is going to come and he is the only one you can call an Imam. No other Imam. They have no Imams. Everyone among them, the learned man, is a Mullah. Mullah means a Maulvi. And Ayatullah means Allama, the great Alim. When they say Ayatullah, it means, in their terminology, Ayatullah is Allama, the great Alim. Mullah, Maulvi, and Allama, the great Alim. No Imams. But somehow, you know, it is accepted by the whole nation, Imam Ayatullah Ruhullah Al-Khumeini. Ruhullah is the name that his father gave him when he was born. And you know what it means? Ruhullah means the spirit of Allah. This is the title of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in the Quran. That's his title. Ruhullah. Then he's Ayatullah, means the sign of Allah. Is also another title of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in the Quran. So he's Ayatullah, sign of God. He's Ruhullah, the spirit of God. Al-Musawi, coming from the family of Musa alayhi salam. Al-Khumeini, and from Qum. The city of Qum is Khomeini. So they accepted him as the Imam. And he has declared jihad. And the whole nation has accepted the jihad. They're not waiting for the hidden Imam. But there is one great thing about this situation. That people are talking, suppose he dies. And if he dies, what's going to happen to the Iranian people? Will they go back to sleep? No, no. Until the coming of the Mahdi, so the real thing that they are waiting for is not Khomeini. They want to clear the stables. You see, Khomeini put it to them. He says, look, when the Imam comes, we are all expecting, we are expecting, the Sunni world, we are expecting Imam Mahdi to come and clean the table for us. You know, make us masters of the world, make us to sit on the thrones. The Sunni world is waiting. Until then, you know, we can carry on with our petty little squabbles. What we are carrying on now. Keep busy. We keep ourselves busy, you see. It's only the Imam Mahdi can come and do the job for us. This is we, the Sunni world. Khomeini programs his people. He says, we must clean the world for him. That when he comes along, he can sit back and relax and say, well, alhamdulillah, the job is done. So the nation is now geared to do the job. They are waiting for him to come and sit on the throne, not to do the job, not to do jihad. They must do the job. Whereas we, the Sunni world, we are waiting for Imam Mahdi to pull the chestnut out of the fire for us. So if Khomeini goes, the goal, the ideal remains. And the ideal is the coming of the Mahdi.